You're listening to KNKX, and we have a little update to last week's Food for Thought. 88.5's Dick Stein had some trouble with the tortillas that our food commentator Nancy Leeson suggested. They move on from that to stuff that's a little simpler. Stein describes his artisan beanie weenies, and Nancy has some other fast and easy meals to share.
Well, Nancy, I was so inspired by our conversation last week about making your own tortillas at home that I actually went out and bought myself a tortilla press and some masa harina, and I made my own chorizo and my own salsa verde to go on it. Both of those came out perfectly, but when I went to make the tortillas, it was a good thing that I had some in the freezer because it just didn't work out. And I followed the recipe that you provided, and I used the plastic bags to line the tortilla press, but I could not pull the little pancake off of the plastic. It just stuck there. And every time I tried it, I just tear them up. So I had to get out the frozen ones. What do you think went wrong?
I can't tell you because, oh, wait, I know. Did you do it by hand? Did you mix it by hand?
Yeah.
Did I mention that I mixed it in a KitchenAid?
I don't think that you did, Nancy.
Okay, well, you can do it either way. The recipe does not call for mixing it in the KitchenAid, but I mixed mine in the KitchenAid, and it worked perfectly.
Well, people have been making tortillas for a lot longer than they've been making KitchenAid mixers, so I can't believe that's it. I used the exact ratio of flour and water, but I'm thinking maybe it was just a little bit too wet, and if it had been drier, it wouldn't have stuck so hard. And if any experienced tortilla makers are listening, I'd love to hear what you think went wrong there.
By the way, real quick, you made your own chorizo?
Yeah, it really wasn't hard. I used a recipe I found online. I used pork shoulder, cut into 1-inch cubes, mixed it with the spices, let it sit overnight, and then the next day, I spread it out on a baking sheet, put it in the freezer for about 15 minutes, and then took about double handfuls and chopped them up in my old food processor. And it worked great. But it is important that you get that as cold as you can without actually freezing it to chop it up in a processor, or even in a meat grinder. It's in Serious Eats, and they've got a vegetarian version, too, and I'll link to both in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org.
Well, enough about this complicated stuff, Stein. This is, what, the first week of school for a lot of people? People are busy. Tell me about what you make when you're just making something fast and easy.
Beanie weenies?
Yeah. Out of the can, straight out of the can, or do you make your own hot dogs?
Well, the beans are straight out of the can, but these are still artisan beanie weenies, Nancy, because I always hand make a little cocktail parasol and then stick it in the dog for that extra festive touch.
Yeah. You know, in my house, when I want to make a very nice meal really quickly, I always go for boneless chicken breasts.
Yeah, really? Okay. They're a little dry
always.
For me.
Well, that's because you're not cooking them correctly. I mean,
Why did I know you would say that?
Well, it's true. You turn the oven on, you pan sear them, and you just finish them for a few minutes in the oven, like they do at every restaurant across the land. What makes a pan seared anything special is the sauce you make after you pull the meat off and put it on a plate to rest, and you just pour a little something into the pan to make a nice sauce.
I usually use dry vermouth.
I love to do that with a pork tenderloin as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's really easy. And this time of year, it's great because you can make a pan sauce using a stone fruit, like a ripe peach or an apricot or a nectarine. Ugh. And if you don't have any of that, hey, you can just put a spoonful of fruit preserves, some type of jelly or jam, with a splash of wine or a splash of juice, and you've got a great sauce right there.
Okay, I'd like to get back to something you said earlier in the show, that because school is starting again, we want to talk about things that don't take a lot of time to do. Why would people be more busy now that it's back to school time and the kids are out from underfoot? Seems to me you'd have more spare time.
Stein, you so obviously don't have children.
No, not even those new low-maintenance synthetic ones you can order online. With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy.
Take my advice. I'm not using it.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Ask me about my grandcats.
Stein.